Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Nun Zion Chulin 57. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara refers to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta as an Askan Bidvarim. What is an Askan Bidvarim? It means somebody who performs science experiments in order to determine the nature of the way the world works or the nature of halacha. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta had heard a teaching from Rabbi Yehuda that if the tarnagolas, that if a hen had lost its notza, its down, that it was pesua, that it was a trefa, is not kosher. So he did a science experiment to see if indeed that was the case. And by placing the tarnagolas in an oven and seeing if the down would grow back or not. So the Gemara then turns to saying, because the Gemara assumes, as the Pnei Aryeh explains, that if he's called an askam bidvarim, that he's somebody who engages in matters, that he can't be that he just did this once. So the Gemara wants to know, where does his name come from that he's called an askam bidvarim? Why was he called an askam bidvarim? So the Gemara says the source of this was a science experiment that Rabbi Shimon Chalafta did. And that's what Rabbi Misharshia says. It says in the verse in Proverbs, Shlomo HaMelech, who the Gemara assumes is the author of Proverbs, wrote in Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8, Lechal Nemoa Atzel, go you lazy one to the end, Re'ed Rachel Avichacham, see its ways and be wise, Asher Ein La Katzin Shoter Moshel, that it has no officer or ruler above it, Tachin B'Kayetz Lechama, that she is preparing her bread, her food in the summer. She's preparing for the summer, even though there's nobody to guide her. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying to the lazy person that you should learn from the ant and see how you should engage in the world and act with wisely, because the ant has no ruler above it, and nevertheless it methodically prepares its food. And so therefore the Shlomo HaMelech said this is a way we should engage in our life, that we should learn from the ant. So Rabbi Shimon Chalafta says, Ezel echse ivadai hu deles luhumalka. He says, I want to see if this is the case. I want to see for myself whether or not an ant really does not have a ruler. And so therefore, since he said he wanted to see if Shlomo HaMelech's words were correct. So this is a little bit difficult, because why was he challenging? Tosfos asked the question, how could he be challenging Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech says it must be true. So Tosfos explains, no, he wants to see whether or not, how he can learn from the Pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech's words were true, how he could prove the Pasuk to be correct. But that was the way Tosfos explained it. So what did Rabbi Shimon Chalafta do? He said the following, Azal betkufas tamuz. He went in the summer, and the sun was very hot, and the Gemara assumes that the ants don't come out in the sun, that they only like the shade. So parse leglima akina deshumshani. So he stretched out his coat over an ant nest, and over an anthill. And so since the ants like the shade, and they hate the sun, they came out. Nafak asa chad minayo. But the first thing that came out was one of the ants. And so when one of these ants came out and saw the shade, Asnach Beisimana, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta immediately made a sign on that ant to check, to make sure that he knew which ant was the one that went out first. And all Amaruhu Nafaltua. And so then what happened was that ant went back into the nest, and he said to the other ants there, the shade has come out. So nafgu va'asu. So all these other ants came out from the nest, and when all the ants came out, dalyo glime, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta removed his cloak. At that point, Nafal Shimsha, he removed his cloak, and so since he removed his cloak, the sun came forth, and then the ant said, oh, obviously, this other ant has lied to us, because he told us that there was ant outside. So Naflu Alei V'Katle, so they immediately jumped upon this ant, and they killed him. And so Rabbi Shimon Chalafta said, oh, this is proof, Shema Mina Leislu Malka, we see that there's no king, because the Yislu, if they knew that there was a king there, Harmona de Malka, they would need to really first ask permission from the king. And so therefore, this proves that there was no king. So the Maram Shif asks, how do you know that it wasn't the king who himself, the king ant, who went out to check the shade? So the Maram Shif says, no, that's obviously not going to happen, because the king wouldn't go out himself to check the shade. He would have sent somebody else to check the shade. But that's neither here nor there, because the Gemara rejects Rabbi Shimon Chalafta's science experiment. Because Amalei Rav Acha Berei Rav Ashi, Vidoma Malka Hava Badayu. He says maybe this king was with them, and the king gave the order to execute this ant. So it's not a proof that the king wasn't there. Or Inami, or perhaps Harmona de Malko Havanakite. So, or perhaps they specifically had permission from the king that any ant that would mock them, they would have permission to kill him. Or Inami, or another alternative approach, Bain Malko and Malko Havan. Maybe it was a time, it was an interregnum period. Maybe there was no king there at that time. And like we know that amongst the Jewish people, at sometimes there was no king, as it states, Kedirsiv, by Yamim Ahim, and Melch Bisrael, Isha Yashar, Bain Avi Aser. Like it says in Shoftim, there were some times in Jewish history where there are no kings. So if that's the case, which says the Gemara, Ella smoch ahem nusa de Shlomo. So really, how do we know this principle from Proverbs? We can't prove it scientifically, but rather we should just rely upon the testimony and rely upon Shlomo HaMelech. So that's the literal Gemara. First of all, it's very interesting that what this Gemara is really discussing goes to the core of when it comes to something which we see in our verses, which seems to fly in the face of science. Should we try to prove it scientifically or not? And so this that he was an Askan Dvarim, that Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta says no, I can prove it scientifically, and the Gemara says no, it's not enough. That you'll never be able to prove this idea scientifically, or at least in this case, you won't be able to prove it. At the end of the day, is Samocha Amnusa de Shlomo. We have to rely upon the faith and the testimony in Shlomo HaMelech rather than trying to prove these verses scientifically.